Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Finally, to the Miami Grand Prix, which begins this morning at Hard Rock. The first practice session is at 12:30. Joe, the McLaren drivers are favored to win this race.
Are they been winning all the races?
Who? Yes, Max at around, I think he was plus 450.
How's Max? Max is one. I saw he won 1 week. Is he won a few or no?
He is not winning them all anymore. No, the McLarens seem to have the better car this year.
So what happens? Like, what's the adjustment? You're kicking everybody's ass for a couple years. Nobody mm-hmm. can win a friggin' race. And now all of a sudden, you don't win any races.
Mm.
Did somebody like...
I don't know. Maybe they put rocket boosters in the McLarens. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, they build the cars.
That's all right. Listen, people are going to have they're going to have a good time out there.
What if we find out they put performance enhancers in the cars? You know, who knows?
Part of that sport, probably more so than any other sport, is people watching, right? Who's there? The beautiful people, right? No, there's hardcore. Don't get me wrong. There's a bunch of people that have all their favorite drivers mm-hmm. in racing.
The real fans, yeah.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people that are going. Somebody told me there's more billionaires go to this one event. I don't want to say Super Bowl because all the owners go.
Mm-hmm.
But to go to outside of that, go to this event, there'll be 4 or 5 billionaires.
We had one of the greatest pictures of all time come from this one, remember? The photo that was like a couple years ago was MJ, Beckham, Lewis Hamilton, and Brady.
Yeah, wow.
That was pretty cool.
I think they have a room up there
mm-hmm.
that all those guys kind of have their own place. Like you got to be, mm-hmm. you know.
You don't go in there?
No, I get kicked out. The security guy goes, no. No, no. You have to wait. No. Matter of fact, go back downstairs. Yeah, exactly. That's not going to happen. By the way, Don Strock, former Dolphin quarterback, is going to join us. I got to tell you, Stroker, man, is having next week his 40th and final diabetes golf tournament. He's been doing this thing forever. God bless him. For people that put these golf tournaments on. And from fundraising, getting players to show up, it's not easy. And then being able to raise enough money to make it worth it for the work they're doing, for the foundation, and all the research that they're doing. He and Bruce Fishbein have been going for a long time. I've known Bruce a long, long time, too. And I met him through Don Strock. So he'll join us coming up. We'll talk to him about that. And that old conversation, it never goes away. 32 teams looking for a franchise quarterback and a backup quarterback. Last year actually was kind of strange from the year before. A year before, we had a ton of quarterbacks get knocked out. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, like it was crazy. And we actually had one of the guys that stayed healthy, right? Wasn't it 2 years ago? Our guy stayed healthy for 17 games, got the new contract. And then last year, everybody stayed healthy except our guy. Everybody. Joe Burrow, all those guys, pretty much the whole thing at record amount of starting QBs were able to play 16 or 17 games and didn't play a 17th game because they had already wrapped up playoff positions, and so some of them got the last regular season week off. But we'll talk to Stroker about all of that and get Stroke's take on this Dolphins team and where it is right now with everything that's going on. Speaking of all that, we got Panthers. They now know and probably had a pretty good idea this is going to happen. Toronto Maple Leafs game 1 and 2 will be in Toronto. We don't have a time yet. I'm guessing sometime today we'll have an idea of when it's going to happen.
I got Pierre LeBrun's Twitter up. We're just waiting.
Well, if we don't have Pierre, we can't do it. I mean
Coach is going to be on in like 20 minutes. You could ask him. Maybe he knows.
Pierre.
Maybe they gave him a heads up when the game's going to be.
Pierre knows.
Pierre LeBrun probably knows. It's the first I've heard of him, but he probably knows.
He sounds
like he knows, I know.
Pierre's somewhere between Quebec and Montreal, and he's a full-time hockey guy.
He might be, you know, the Shams of hockey for all I know.
Why are you doing this, man?
What?
Well, you're going through all this stuff.
So. I'm just saying he could be like, you know, the Woj. Of like,
nobody's going to miss it that wants to see the game. Nobody will miss it. You'll be fine.
By the way, I saw Goldie sent out that they're going to have the games.
For second round?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's good news.
I thought they might lose them.
They're back.
Good.
They're back in the game.
Listen, man, Gold doing those games with Randy it's great. It's good stuff.
The best.
Good stuff. That whole team and Jovo and the rest of them that all work in pre- and post-game stuff, it's nice. The ladies do a great job. Been there a long time. So
the Canadian Shams will have it. We'll get it.
We'll get that for sure. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you three names. Does this do anything for you? Asante Samuel Jr., Stephon Gilmore, or Rasul Douglas? I just named three cornerbacks that are still out there. Asante Samuel's the youngest, by the way. He's had a shoulder problem, but he's 25. He lives down there. He's a St. Thomas Aquinas mm-hmm. guy. One of the 200 guys from St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah. Does it do anything? I mean, he would be the best name out of you just listed, probably.
He was really
right?
good his rookie year. He had a really
Man,
good
look,
rookie
here's
year.
The, here's the thing, Joe, and I know Chris Greer seems to think there's like a wealth of talent out there still. You know, we need to be realistic with expectations with guys that are still out there.
But I got to tell you one thing about Chris, and maybe everybody that's in this position. Chris puts a positive spin on everything when he said, first of all, I think I heard him say the draft is full of really good corners late in the draft. I think I heard that, especially after he didn't draft one in the first couple rounds. Okay, that's fine. I got no problem. Defensive tackle, offensive line, two big body guys, man. We needed them. We need to get more physical, and those guys are screaming physical. So I go, okay. Then he says, well, listen, we're real happy with what's still out there in the free agent market for cornerbacks that we can still upgrade this team. So everybody goes to it and goes, you know, yeah, Stephon Gilmore in his prime. Stephon Gilmore, 34, 35 years old, is not going to be in his prime. Now, he can still play. He might be the best option you have. Asante Samuel's young. I don't know how bad his shoulder is. That's a decision by the Baptist Health doctors. And Rasul Douglas, but I don't see all these things. And, oh, by the way, Jalen Ramsey, we've already told him that he wants to be here, but we told him no, we're moving on. So I'm just like, hey, Chris, I looked at the names, and they're out there for a reason. Either age, injury, basically age or injury, and obviously production down. Or they'd all been signed because everybody's looking for cover corners. Everybody's looking for them. So, yeah. So when Chris comes out and says, oh, by the way, and you know, not going to call the guy out, but like, Chris, are there really that many out there? First off, they're really, really good. They want a lot of money, and I don't see any of those guys out there. And we got one of the most expensive ones that we gave an extension to, guaranteed contract, Jalen Ramsey. And then year two, we told him we don't want you. We got to move on. You're not in our plans. We're going to have to move. All right, so we're going to go to break here and get caught up so we can have Don Strock join us. And then Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, will also join us this morning. We'll talk to him.
You gonna ask him when the game is?
No. Nah, maybe I will.
Maybe he could break some
news. No.
By the way, he does like to break news on the show occasionally.
Yeah, and you know something? We can ask him, when do you think you'll play?
No, ask him to break the news.
Coach, you know. Okay, we'll do it that way, Coach.
He must know. He must have some idea.
What, he was just told it's a big deal, don't tell anybody? Don't tell your players, you can't trust them?
By the way, Scripps Sports is where the games will air with Goldie and company.
Good. Good deal.
So we will we'll have local TV for that, man.
All right.
We're sending Goldie to Toronto.
All right.
He's got his passport ready.
Let's go home, baby. Let's do it. Hey, Beverly's Jewelers, boy. You know what's right around the corner? Mother's Day. Mother's Day is sneaking up quickly. And if you need a little something that really says I love you for birthday, anniversary, or Mother's Day, or if you're just getting caught up with that mom that's been so special, or you want to do something on behalf of the kids, for the wife, you know how this deal works. Beverly's Jewelers would sure like to be there for you, man. They got some great offers right now that I want to tell everybody about, including, I think, a great way to go on diamond engagement ring if you're on a tight, tight budget. They have this unbelievable deal. It's a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. And you're going, oh, man, what's the catch? The catch is you got to go see how nice it looks. That's what the catch is. Choose from all shapes. Larger sizes available with similar savings. But hurry, this deal's a limited time offer right now. Plus, gold prices really are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying up top dollar for gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Now, I trust Beverly's, and I have for more than 30 years. They're in Fort Lauderdale, just off Commercial Boulevard, or online at bevjewelers.com. And you can see some of the great gifts you can get for birthday, anniversary, Mother's Day, or anything else. And remember this, Beverly's really is where South Florida gets engaged.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Always, always great talking to this guy. I owe this guy a lot. I've told everybody that's ever heard the stories. Not only would he show you how to run the route, he would tell you when it was coming, what the coverage was. All you had to do is be a big dummy and do what he said, and it worked most of the time. Don Strzok, former Dolphins quarterback, joins us. Stroker, good morning, bud. How you doing, man?
Kokomo Joe, always a pleasure, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Well, I don't usually do this, but 40th and final diabetes golf tournament. Stroker, nobody does anything 40 years in. Hell, people don't stay married half that. Like, you're going 40 years, man. You still got the Depster, and it's amazing. What? So this is it, huh?
Yeah, we I'll tell you, Joe, fundraising's become harder and harder. You know, there's the GoFundMe, there's robocalls, and I get 5 or 6 calls a day about, you know, donate to this, donate to that. But, you know, it used to be, you know, you went and shook somebody's hand and you go to play in a tournament and said yes, you'd see them there, you know, that kind of thing. So, anyway, it's 40 years. Just for everybody out there to realize that we started in Dan Marino's rookie season. Okay,
wow.
That was our first tournament in 1983. And people talked about 1983, there was a young man that came to us, Bruce Fishbein, you know, was in the produce business, and you know who he is.
Great guy. I mean, I met him through you that many years ago.
And you know, he came, I was at the sports host at the Doral Park Silver, and he says, you know, what can we do, you know, to help raise funds? So I said, we can have a golf tournament, you know. So we started it up. We had like 50 players the first time, and the first sponsor was Leonard Miller, the founder of Lennard Homes. He gave us the golf course. I worked for him. He gave us the golf course, and Lennard paid for the dinner afterwards. So that's how it started. We raised like $17,000 at that tournament, first one. Now we're well over $5 million that we have raised for research. And, you know, we had one guy, Joe, that's played in most of them. He was dating the woman who now is his, you know, has been his wife for 30 some years.
Yeah.
You know, they have grandkids, the whole nine yards. You know, it went from holding hands and smooching at the dinner table to, you know, a full blown family now, you know. So I'm very pleased with where it is. You know, it went from in 83, it was, oh, that guy's got a problem with sugar, you know, that kind of stuff. It's really not sugar, you know. And the more that we did it, you know, I figured, you know, this is something I'll do 3-4 years and then it'll fade away and that'll be it. Well, we started seeing progress, you know. Instead of having to inject insulin, there were the little boxes they put in your leg, there were eyelets, and there were so many things. And then I went and down and talked to these people, these doctors. Oh, my Lord. I mean, I said, I'll just raise the money. You do the research, okay, because I have no idea what you're talking about, you know. So this year, you know, Dan's been involved with it many years. We've had Nat Moore's played many, many, many years. Ed Newman, now that he's no longer the Honorable Ed Newman, has been playing in the golf tournament for the last few years.
So,
we've had a lot of guys playing it. John Elway's played in it. You know, Bernie Kosar has played in it. Vinny Testaverde's played in it. Gino Toretta is going to play again this year in the tournament. You know, so it's been productive, and you know, it's something that there's an end to everything. You know, it's been 40 years. Actually,
wow,
it's been 42.
Great, Stroker.
It's been 42. Man. It's been 42 years. We missed two because of the pandemic, but for all the folks out there, you can still donate to this tournament, okay? So I'm going to give you a little advice here, okay? You can go online at DRIF, which is Diabetes Research Institute Foundation.org, and go to events, and then you'll see the Don Struck golf tournament. At the bottom of the page, you can make a donation, you know, and help for the cause, you know? So obviously anything is discretion of the person involved if they want to donate, but just take a look at what we're doing and what we have accomplished. And I'm very proud of the fact that today is a lot better than it was in 1983. Okay. There's been a lot of progress. People are more aware. The tournament has made people aware of diabetes, Joe. And that's been the most important thing. A guy would come to the tournament. I'd say, I wonder why this guy's here. I've known him for years. Oh, my daughter has juvenile diabetes. I mean, my dad has diabetes. You know, you don't realize this until they're telling you their story. And but I got to tell the folks one story. Okay, there was a guy that came. He came to the tournament. He was our guest speaker, and I guess he was probably around 60 years old at the time. And he said he got in front of the mic. You're gonna love this one, Joe. He got in front of the mic and he said, I just want you all to know that I drove here today. And I thought to myself, well, so did I. I mean, I'm thinking, what's going on here? He goes, but the reason I'm so happy about it is for the last 15 years, I've been legally blind from diabetes. And he's been being treatment at diabetes, and he went to California and got certain types of treatment that they recommended, whatever. And he drove himself there. He said, two weeks ago, they declared me, I'm no longer legally blind, and I'm allowed to drive and function on my own. So, and I was like, wow, what is this about now? Okay, so you wonder what keeps you going to the next year? It's something like that. That was very enlightening, to say the least.
Well, Stroker, that's great stuff. 40th and final Miccosukee Golf and Country Club, Wednesday, 12 o'clock, and for obviously a great, great cause. I can't believe you've done it so long, Stroker. telling you, nobody does anything in South Florida that long anymore. You know that, man. That's
I know that for sure.
I know that for sure. That's a crazy one. So you got a sec? I got to talk a little football with you.
Sure.
There's always this shortage of that position you played, whether it's starters or finding backups. Because if you don't have a backup and your guy goes down and he's not ready to play, as the Dolphins found out, you're a crap out of luck. Stroker, why is it so hard to find starting quarterbacks? And by the way, a lot of them, it's amazing these numbers, even first round quarterbacks, the amount of guys that don't work out. More on teams, more on the player. How do you look at it? Why we're not having more success?
Well, I think, for one thing, you've got 8 or 9 guys making $50 million a year. Okay, so that cuts your budget for your backup right off the bat, and then you're trying to pick up people off waiver wires and, this guy could fit our system, whatever. Remember, only one of those guys making 50 is going to win the Super Bowl, so there's 8 other ones not going to.
True.
So it really, the structure is, it's huge for these general managers and coaching staff to sit down and say, hey, is Kirk Cousins going to be the backup to Penix in Atlanta? Kirk Cousins makes $27 million a year, but he's a proven guy, the Dolphins are taking a shot on Zach Wilson. Okay, here's a guy that was a second pick in the draft, not second round, second pick in the draft. Was the right system with the New York Jets for him? Obviously not. He went out to Denver and he made some progress with Sean Payton, as the head coach. And then he was looking for a venue to, have an opportunity to be the second guy. And if something happens, to play, I think we're all aware of the fact that, the health of Tua is the most important thing for the team right now.
Yes.
And I know they took the guy in the 7th round from Texas. I was surprised he lasted that long, for one thing. But, here's a guy who played at University of Texas, major competition, and fared well. Now he's in a system that, I'm not so sure it's the same system that he's played before. But I did hear somewhere that somebody said that he was Dan Marino 2.0, okay? And I'm thinking, well...
I know what you were thinking.
I'm going, like, sheesh. Let's talk about putting some heat on a guy before he even gets
right
here.
Yeah, I'd leave that one alone. I'd probably stay away from anybody.
I'm thinking to myself, yeah. I told my wife, I said, listen, when this guy comes and shakes Dan's hand for the first time, it'll be like...
That'll be the last thing they have in common, is shaking each other's hands. That'll be it. There won't be anything else. Hey, Stroker, so we're all frustrated with what's going on with the team. I know last time I had you on. What are your thoughts on what they've done and where the team stands right now as everybody's trying to catch the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East?
Well, it's going to be a tough chase now. I mean, the Buffalo Bills got better. They just got Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa went there for a reason. I want to win one before I leave this game, So I think that the draft, Joe, the way the draft went, for the Dolphins with, a lot of teams draft the best player available, okay, and build their team, okay? And then a lot of guys will bet by need. Okay, we need a guard. We need a nose tackle. Well, the Dolphins drafted by need, obviously.
Yes.
And they got the big nose tackle, which they lost a lot of valuable people. They need a little bump in the middle, and they went and got a big old Samoan guy. And I'll tell you what, those guys are tough guys.
Yes,
now.
They are. That's a big, white body, badass dude. That's Avenida, yes.
And they got bad demeanor, too, okay? I mean, they're not fun in the game, I think they went out and got what they felt they needed. I think it'll help them. It's a lot to have somebody to come in and to play 17 games, as a rookie. It's from even the years of your rookie year, what the change was, just everything. I wish him the best, and obviously it all comes back to you know, the salary cap. You know, now they're talking about trading Jalen Ramsey. You know, they get, I don't know, that one I don't understand, because they gave him a raise last year, or redid his contract, and now they're looking to move him. You know, so
there's a little divorce in there somewhere between one side or the other.
Something definitely happened. You know, but you know, there's a leadership role there that somebody's got to step up. You know, I read all the time, and you know, listen to the pundits, whatever. You know, the leadership is this in the locker room, and it's got to get better. Okay, let me just say that. I mean, the leadership has to get better. And winning teams, I guarantee you, the Buffalo Bills have a great group of leaders in their locker room, and the coaches can say whatever they want. You know, Joe, you played the game a long time. The coaches can say whatever they want in the meeting room, okay, but it's in the locker room where the leaders take over, you know, and follow the lead and follow. Yep. Hey, I'm following this guy because he's done it before.
Right.
I'm following this guy because they've been in Super Bowls. Okay. They know how to get there. You know, that's what they have to look for right now. That's what they're looking for right now. I mean, it's not going to be easy. I saw the schedule, and schedule is not going to be easy. And I wish him the best. I'm a Dolphin, you know, I've been there for many, many years, and I wish him the best. And I hope it all works out.
Stroker, it's great having you, man. I really appreciate it. Congratulations. 40th and final golf tournament. I never thought I expected to call, not the 40th, no, but the final. So congratulations, man. Great stuff, Stroker. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Don Strock joining us. Talk a little bit about the tournament, Diabetes Golf Tournament. Wednesday, 12 o'clock, Miccosukee Golf and Country Club. He and Bruce have just done a great job, and if you can donate money, man, I know for his last one, for Dolphin fans out there, for a guy that's been a big part of our history down here and covered the Bob Greasy, David Woodley, and Dan Marino years with his career. And, man, as good a guy to come in and win games for you as we've had here for a long, long time. All right, we got to go to break because we got head coach of the Panthers coming up here in just a few minutes. He's going to join us first, though. Do want to tell you about Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I love talking about. I was going to sing, and I said, no, I'm not going to sing. I'm getting down to the business, man. I'm going to throw some numbers at you. 35 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road every day, working 7 days a week. It's all part of what I'm telling you this about is because it's about great service. It's about the best trained and certified technicians. It's about the best licensed, experienced plumbers. It's about guys that work 7 days a week. It's about a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. So when one goes and it's dead and it ain't coming back, we are all set. Same day installation. That's the goal every day. We got box trucks filled with all size Rheem water heaters and air conditioning units. We have financing plans. We got people do nothing but deliver and get you back in business with water heaters and air conditioning units, still family-owned and operated, financing plans, 855-PLUMBER. If you're looking on the plumbing site, really good plumbers, 855-PLUMBER at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call.
Inside 10 seconds to play, another edition of the Sunshine State Showdown, and the Panthers come out on top. 6-3, the Panthers are winners in Game 5. The Panthers win the best-of-seven series, 4-1. The Panthers are moving on to Round 2 of the Stanley Cup Playoffs.
The storm is over. No more lightning. No more thunder. Clear skies ahead for the Panthers as, again, they are able to take out the Lightning in 5 games.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. And Paul Maurice, nice enough to join us. Panthers head coach, congratulations, coach, to get that one, especially the way you guys played in those last 2 games, down 2-1 with 4 minutes left. Not looking great. You get 2 goals from 2 defensemen in 11 seconds. Then you go up there, it's 3-3 halfway through the second period, and that was it. No more scoring, and you win that game. Impressive way to finish up a great rivalry you have going with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It was a good series, tough series, 5-1 in games, but or 4-1 in games, but a lot tighter than that. It was, as you said, there's an 11-second swing in that game that that gave us a win from being down. But we played well, and in all parts of our game, got stronger. We had some people come in and out of the lineups that were really, really important to us. The consistent factor, Sergei Bobrovsky, was really, really good when he needed to be.
Hey, so I got to ask you, it's our best rivalry we have right now in this town,
right?
No matter what anybody tells you in any sport, any of them that we have, and we got them all. That thing you guys, when your players and their players are talking about, they don't say we really don't like them. They go, we really hate them and they hate us. And the more we see each other, the more we don't like each other.
You know what? Because it's two really good teams.
Yes.
They're both kind of in their prime. They both would get consideration or at least be called contenders going into the playoffs. There's not a weakness really on either team. So it gets played at a really high level, and then the intensity ramps up. I found, Joe, almost the same as, you know, we played back-to-back years of playing Boston, and the second Boston series was nasty, and it's the same. We played them last year. It was a hard-fought series. This one takes on a whole new level, right? Just familiarity. You hit each other five times in the playoffs. You play each other four times in the regular season. It's just a lot of games, and that intensity gets driven to a different level.
A lot of things happened that were really impressive. The penalty killing and how good you guys were. Tampa Bay was 2-for-18. I think the first game and the last game had a power play goal. And outside of that, there was a big drought in there, including that 5-minute penalty kill you had earlier. Just incredible. What's made that group so good right now?
Well, it starts with the guys that we have experience. That it was the critical piece to our game last year when you played a team like Edmonton with such a dominant power play. And then, you know, you got to give credit to Bill Zito and his staff, because we got to the trade deadline and we needed killers. So Seth Jones comes in, the big right-handed defenseman.
Yeah.
Sturm comes in, that fourth line center iceman that can win faceoffs, and that's what he does for a living. And the sneaky one was Brad Marchand. Because nobody would ever tell he's over 1,000 points. He's played 1,000 games. He's this great offensive player. But he and a fellow by the name of Patrice Bergeron in Boston were an elite penalty-killing pair for years. So he comes in, and now we have a penalty-kill depth that I don't even think that we had last year. I've got 7 forwards I can run that are all penalty killers and very, very good at it. So we filled the needs that we had. That was our penalty-killing, and it became the defining piece to that series. You're right. The 5-minute kill set up the opportunity for us to come back. There's a chance that with a power play, they could get 2 or 3 goals on a 5-minute power play. That's how good their power play is. So to get that kill, it gave us a chance to win the game.
Hey, on top of that, this Brad Marchand with Lundell and E2, 14 points in 5 games, and the penalty killing, as you said. You couldn't have been expecting that, but boy, that was nice to see. And some of those passes by Marchand were just phenomenal.
Yeah. You're just hoping pieces fit when they come in. And we went through it last year. You look at Lustran and Lundell have been the constant. They played together for a couple of years now. So they've got this great chemistry. And then it goes back to Sam Reinhart was their right winger. And it was a great line for you, but Anton was 21 years old at the time. Lusty was about 23. They were just young guys. So we felt and hoped that Brad would come in, and again, he's a penalty killer, so he's got a really good defensive understanding of the game. But this guy's an offensive player. He can make plays. And the hope was he would get Lundy and Lusty to kind of view the game slightly differently, that there was offense to be had, there were plays to be made, that you could be a good defending player and not cheat the game and still create. And I think we're seeing that now. So they when they attack, they're thinking score. They're thinking this is possible. This could happen. So it's kind of changed the way they view the game.
I got to ask you, everything you guys have done from Zito to guys he's given you, the way your guys have fit in, I don't say you're 100%, you know, and success rate with everybody you've done the last couple of years. It's incredible, though. You talk about those guys before the trade deadline, bringing those guys in, and they're brought in right for what we're seeing right now. You can't play much better. Makes a lot of guys look real smart the way they're playing, Coach.
Yeah, Bill does an incredible job, the understanding of what the team needs and a certain style of game. So it goes back to Matthew Tkachuk trade. And I mean, I've told you that story before, but I'm working for him for about 2 weeks. I really don't really know him yet. He calls and says, I think I can get Matthew Tkachuk, but the price is going to be huge, and I'm going to get killed for this deal, but we need this kind of guy. And that has been consistent. Wow. When you look at the players that are brought, he's brought in, it's not just that they're good players, but most importantly, their style can fit the way we play. So that makes our job as coaches just quite a bit easier. We're not pulling teeth here to get these guys to play a certain way. It's who they are. And that then, when they walk in the room, they have a style of game that everybody understands, that it's part of the group. We're not trying to fit a guy in. He can walk in and just his game fits with what we do.
I was going to ask you, because everybody's made such a big deal about the how physical the series got, and their side, your side. Did you ever get towards the end, and we're talking about payback and hockey, and you hit our best player, we're going to hit one of your best players, and do you ever have to talk about that with your guys? Like, hey, let's worry about just winning the game and not worry about it, or what do you say to your guys?
I would say, first of all, I didn't find it that physical. I got asked that question after every game in the media, and I just didn't. There were a couple of big hits, and because they were scrutinized by the league, I think the entire series got viewed of it. But it was much more of a skater's series than it was a hitter's series. And I would say, to answer that question, Joe, it all depends on the age of your team. If you're a young team and this is your first tour in the playoffs, you're almost offended by any hit, right? So you got to get paid back to right. show you that you're a tough enough team. It's about building your culture. But we're at a point now where we get hit all the time, right? We give big hits, but we get hit too. It's just not that big a deal. And this is no time to try to exact a pound of flesh, because we're doing something far more important than avenging a hit. We're trying to win a series. Guys are going to get hit. We're going to lose guys to injuries. Same is true of the other team. If your focus gets shifted to that, you have a very slim chance of winning that series. You're not playing the game. Now you're running around and looking for payback. So we just talk about keeping our focus on the game. You know, like, we're going to get hit. And we don't overreact to it. You know, the Ekblad hit was not targeted against any player. He probably threw a version of that hit four times in that game. So we're not looking for that. There's lots of, you know, there's also lots of time, right? None of these guys are retiring. We'll all be in regular season games next year. You finish your checks, maybe a little harder. But for the most part, well, almost for the whole part, we're focused on winning the game.
So Matthew Tkachuk hadn't played in 2 months, and everybody pretty much that we talked to are like, well, I don't know if there's going to be some rust, or, well, you know, he hadn't played in a long time. I don't know what he's been.
Right.
He goes out and has two goals right off.
Yeah.
Come on.
So his
man.
Hands are, yeah. his hands didn't get injured or his brain.
Right.
So he, that part of it. But he was not at 100% to start the series. He just wasn't. I played him 12 minutes the first night, and he wasn't moving the way he normally moves. And there was a lot of things he couldn't do because of it. One of the things. So you go back to the Vegas series 2 years ago, he had a broken clavicle, and he figured out a way to play a game, and I think he generated basically our three best chances that night with a broken bone. His ability to adapt his game to his body is incredible. So he wasn't at 100%. I actually think he's gotten better each game as he's gotten more and more comfortable. His conditioning is fine. It's just what he can kind of do with his own body on the ice. So the last two games especially, he's fine. Like, he's back to 100%. But he wasn't right at the start, or I would have played him quite a bit more. I mean, he's somewhere between 17 and 22 minute guy, and he played 12 minutes in game one.
Yeah, I tell you, across the board, just you got it coming from different lines and different people, man. No matter what their title position is, it's been amazing. So I got to ask you now, it's another team you know real well. Like, oh, Nylander and Matthews and Tavares and Marner. Oh, here we go again with them. Had great success in the regular season. I'm guessing you're going to tell me you're going to throw that out, 3-1 record.
Yeah.
But again, what's the game plan on this one as you get set for game one?
Well, there are a lot of similarities to Tampa. They've got four or five of these world-class guys that hands aren't like anybody else's. So there's a skill level that these guys possess that's they're just dangerous all the time. And that was true of Tampa. You could have a lead, and in a minute and a half, and it did happen to us, you know, in game four, it can disappear on you if you're not vigilant and you're not constant on the pressure and the checking with this team. They are slightly more defensive bent to their game in terms of how they defend, but almost identical. Their transition game's elite, their speed's elite, and they get world-class goaling now with our old goalie, Anthony Stoller's in there. He's been fantastic for them. So a lot of similarities. You know what, though, Joe? You're going to get down to the top eight teams in the NHL, and I don't think there's a Cinderella story left here. These are all elite teams. They're all got guys that can score, can skate, can battle, to defend. So it will be a very, very hard-fought, tight series.
I leave you with this one, and I know you don't know because they already told me in the back here, but everybody's been, when's the game? And people are predicting up in Canada it's going to be Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. I'm guessing you'd like to know, like, real quickly, since you got to travel. Nothing?
I can almost guarantee it won't be Saturday.
Yeah.
Or we would have to leave today, and nobody's packed. So yeah. We'll get that. It'll somewhere probably Sunday to Tuesday is the start date.
Yeah. Coach, I can't thank you enough, man. This is always great having you on. And by the way, people, compliment the fact that you find time for us to come on. We really appreciate it, and good luck in round two.
Pleasure. Okay, Joe, thanks very much. Take care.
All right, Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, with us this morning, as always does, man. In between, finds time. We got to go to break here, man. A lot more stuff to get to. Mike Florio is going to join us from Pro Football Talk. We'll talk to him a little bit. But what a team, man. Huh? Rolling along. May, hey, Woody, you feel a little smarter about that payback stuff, huh? No payback. No payback in the playoffs. All right. We just got to take care of business. We'll be right back.